Tom and Alex having sex with your ears on Triple J.
We now say hello to Marina herself. Hello, Marina.
Hello.
It's been very busy for you recently, Marina. Last week, you performed at a pretty big concert at the Brixton Academy in London. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I performed for the NME Awards. I did a duet with Biffy Clyro. I don't know if you guys know this band, but they're a really good rock band in the UK. They're Scottish. And yeah, it was really good. The first duet I've ever done.
What was the sort of setup? Was it because we talked to Florence from Florence and the Machine a little while ago. She did one with Dizzy Rascal. What was the setup for your duet?
Well, there wasn't as much money for it. For Florence, she did it at the Brit Awards, which is, you know, obviously bigger than the NME Awards in size anyway. So it was just me and the three guys, and I wore a big hairy costume. It was like a black tinsel dress. I think that was the most raucous thing that happened, except for Courtney Love chatting to me excitedly before I went on, which was good for me because I'm a fan of hers.
I saw you on Twitter. You seem very excited about that particular meeting.
Yeah. Well, I think for many people, you know, her earlier work were amazing. And she's just a fascinating character, isn't she? You don't know what she's going to come up with.
What sort of questions did she come up with when she talked to you?
She was just talking about my single Hollywood, and, you know, without expletives, she was just saying how she can't stop writing songs about LA, you know, the past 10 years. But very interesting character. And she smelled of incense.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was like some amazing, I don't know, perfume. But the whole night was very good.
I guess writing about a Hollywood and I guess, you know, Courtney Love had that track Celebrity Ski, and I guess there are similarities or parallels to your album, The Family Jewels. You've described it as an album about what not to be, and there's a lot of tracks on there like Obsessions and Hollywood and that kind of stuff, and Champagne.
Girls would be another one, I guess.
Girls. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're trying to say with the album or how it came about, how you came about writing it?
Well, it was written over 2 years. I would say there's a lot of irony and sarcasm, I suppose, to it. So I hope people get that, because if they don't, they'll probably think I'm a horrible person.
Have you heard Marina and the Diamonds? She's such a bitch.
Oh, can you say that on Morning Radio?
Oh, man, certainly can, Marina. This is Australia.
We can go nuts.
Go on, say something. Say something controversial. Go, say it.
Say it, Marina. No one in your hometown's listening. Just go nuts.
I'm scared.
Terrified.
But yeah, I think the main theme of this album was ambition and drive and wanting to be a success, because that's what I was obsessed with for 5 years. Actually, for more, I would say about 10 years, thinking of it every hour of every day, for every month, for every year. And that eventually drives you crazy.
Just sort of wanting to be a celebrity.
Not a celebrity, but to be a singer and to, I suppose, to create something. And that's, I suppose, that really absorbs me for a long time. But, you know, there are other themes on there, like what it's like to be a woman in the pop industry. You know, it's all that kind of thing. And I suppose celebrity culture is interesting. Society is interesting. America is weird and interesting. And that's what I've written about.
Is it a question that comes up for you a lot? I mean, you mentioned being, you know, being a woman in the recording industry. I mean, as soon as you come out, there are a lot of comparisons to, like, this decade's Kate Bush, and, you know, you're regularly compared to, like, Florence and the Machine and that kind of stuff. Does that annoy you at all, those constant comparisons? Would you rather people just look at your work as a standalone piece of work?
I don't really mind. I mean, I wasn't influenced by many artists, actually, because I had quite an isolated upbringing, because I lived on a tiny village in Wales, and so didn't listen to many bands or artists, especially people like Kate Bush, who I know now are extremely talented. So, you know, everyone has to kind of work to prove themselves, and I really don't expect that to happen in a year for people to think, you know, to kind of get me. So it's a compliment if I'm being compared to talented artists.
What's the weirdest artist that you have been compared to?
Lil Chris.
Lil Chris?
Lil Chris?
Do you know who he is?
I'm vaguely familiar with these.
I know Lil Wayne and Lil Romeo, but I haven't heard of Lil Chris.
Lil Chris?
Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah, it's literally like Lil Bow Wow.
Okay, who compared you to Lil Chris?
Well, people think that my voice sounds like a man, which it does today because I've got a cold, but apparently I sound like Lil Chris.
Oh, man.
Which I quite like. I quite like that.
You're on Triple J this morning with Tom and Alex. We're chatting to Marina Diamandis of, you know, of course, as Marina and the Diamonds. We've been playing your track Mowgli's Road a lot recently here at Triple J. Let's have a listen to another a track.
Let's branch out.
Let's get exciting. What track would you like for us to play right now, Marina?
I would love for you to play a track called I Am Not a Robot.
I Am Not a Robot. What can you tell us about this tune?
It's about feeling emotionally detached from the world because, partly because of the way that technology has affected the way that we interact with people, and technically because I'm emotionally slow.
All right, well, emotionally slow radio this morning.
Excellent. Okay,
let's. Triple J. We're joined by Marina now. From the band. And the Diamonds are everyone, Marina.
The Diamonds are the audience.
So anyone who goes
and
to the show.
And you guys as well.
Thank you.
I mean, as you, hopefully you're fans, and so you are definitely Diamonds.
Does that get tricky with sort of paying everybody royalties from the sale of the album, Marina, if you know, entire fan base?
Yeah, it does.
Speaking of people you've worked with, actually, Marina, I've seen, you know, you've collaborated with some pretty interesting people, including Dave Sitek from TV on the Radio.
Well, with Dave, I did actually do a session with him in New York, but nothing kind of came of it, unfortunately. Sometimes that just happens with co-writes. But you never know for the future. I'm probably going to work with him again, so we'll see.
Excellent.
Excellent. And you actually discovered Marina a couple of years ago touring for an Australian artist, Gordier.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's really, really good. I love him.
Is he pretty well known in the UK?
Well, no, not really. I just wanted to ask you, is he big in Australia? I'm taking it that he's massive.
Yeah, well, he put out this one album, which was really great, and he's been he drums for another band called The Basics as well, which they sort of swap between them, I guess.
Yeah, he's sort of been, you know, it's a long-awaited sort of second release from him. I was still waiting to see that, but yeah, he certainly is very popular. And how did you hook up with him? How did you come to be supporting Gordier?
I think he's fantastic. Basically, one of my good friends, which I didn't know at the time, was scouting, and he found me on a website, and he was like the first ever person to blog about me, and he ended up creating Neon Gold Records, which put out my first single, and he just knew this guy who needed an opener for the show, and they said, hey Marina, we'll pay you 40 quid if you play, and I was like, alright then. And so, you know, I carried my crappy £100 keyboards to the show, and I met Gordier, and he was so good live, and I rarely say that about acts because, you know, there are a lot that aren't that great, but he was brilliant.
I've seen also too, Marina, a bit of your history. You actually auditioned for West End musicals and stuff like The Lion King.
Well, that was the only one I ever auditioned for, and I kind of just did it for a laugh because I was like 19 when I first came to London, and I was trying absolutely anything I could in hope of meeting somebody who would help me out. And I had a bit of background in dance, and so I just thought, I'll just rock up to the Lion King audition. Obviously, I didn't get anywhere with it, but I tried, like, a reggae boy band audition to try and meet an A&R manager at Virgin Records. And, like, tons of stuff. I didn't really have any fear.
Is that what you'd recommend to
anyone? I didn't have anything to lose.
Sure. Is that what you'd recommend to anyone trying to get a album out such as yours?
Absolutely not.
Sure.
You know what? I figured out, if you're talented, you'll be discovered. And you do have to work for it. You can't just sit at home doing nothing. But you really will be found because people are so thirsty for talent, especially in London. And at the time, I didn't have any talent. I didn't write and I couldn't sing. I was so nervous about singing in public. So it just took about 3 years of working a lot and doing my own thing. And then eventually I was found. Thank God.
Excellent.
Now, Marina, you mentioned you grew up in a remote village in Wales. Can you speak any Welsh, original Welsh? I'm fascinated by Wales and the language there and the accent and everything. Can you speak any actual Welsh language?
I hate to disappoint you, but it's North Wales that usually has people who are fluent in Welsh, and then the South don't really get taught it, which is such a shame, because I would love to speak Welsh. It's such a rare language. But no, I don't. I speak Greek and I speak English, and That's about it.
Great. And what's plans for you next? I guess you'll be touring a lot of the songs off the Family Jewels. Are there any plans of coming to Australia at all?
Do you know what? You guys have to tell my label to bring me over.
We'll have a word.
I would love to come, but apparently it's like next January that I'm coming over.
Oh, well, we can look forward to that.
That's exciting. Is that something that's been confirmed, sort of for the summer festivals and that kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would hope so. But the rest of the year is just a hell of a lot of touring and promoting, and then hopefully writing new stuff as well, just to keep on going.
Excuses, Marina.
Well, it's a long time to wait, but hopefully it'll be worth the wait, Marina. You'll bring a great show out. Yeah, yes. And, we look forward to catching up with you then.
Great.
Thanks so much for having a chat to us this morning, Marina. Marina Diamandis from Marina and the Diamonds. It's been lovely chatting. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tom and Alex, speaking into microphones. Triple J.